Jill Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hello.
Now that we have a little snow on the ground, what are we likely to see outside?
It's always a great time of year when the snow comes. I just know so much more about what's going on in my neighborhood. Since I don't have the nose of a lot of my neighbors, and my hearing is pretty good, but it's not as good as some of my neighbors. So having that snow and seeing things in the snow and on the snow and behaviors that change because of snow that make that behaviors more visible, that's always great new insights into what's happening. So for example, tracks. I mean, who isn't looking at tracks right now? So all kinds of different tracks. I've seen everything from, of course, little rodent tracks, which are abundant. And even though there are, of course, a lot of rodents that are already making use of the subnivian, that under the snow layer, but here and there they have to come out, or they have reasons to cross maybe a frozen surface that doesn't have enough snow because it's been blown off. So their tracks are there. Or you see the evidence of their little tunnel. You know, the little hump of the roof of their tunnel because it hasn't been sufficiently covered yet. So tiny tracks, but also fox and mink and some small weasels. I'm not sure exactly which one, but smaller than a mink. Otter tracks in the snow, wolf tracks, fox tracks. Yeah, so, you know, wide range of mammals. Also have seen already a number of different bird tracks left in the snow. So grouse, of course. Also grouse landing, so big wing prints as they're landing or taking off. And also came across a raven, evidence of raven in the snow, where a raven had apparently found some kind of potential food, scavenged it from somewhere and brought it down to an area on the river that had some snow cover. And I think probably at the time that this happened, there may have been a little bit of access to some little opening in the ice. So maybe a little water was there too. I'm not sure about that, but I could see the leftovers of some feathers from a bird that it had apparently been working on a piece of a bird. Where that came from, I don't know if it was some other animal's kill that it found a part of, or maybe a grouse that was shot but got away, never was picked up. But this raven had found it, and it wasn't acting very shy about concealing that it had it because it was way out in the open. So other ravens coming by certainly would have noticed it down there on the river, midnight black against the bright white snow. During that same period, I also heard a raven do a sound that I had never heard before. And of course, they're capable of doing all kinds of things. There are probably a lot of their sounds that I haven't heard before. But this was like a burbling sound, very soft. If it hadn't been a completely quiet day and the raven was fairly low and, you know, it was overhead for a while, you know, it wasn't going by really fast, and it was really quiet out, I don't think I would have heard it because it was not loud at all. Yeah, it was this burbling sound, but it was nothing like a croak or a squawk, or it was just this very, like a standing by a stream or something, hearing a little burbling stream. Other things I've been seeing out on the snow are evidence of the seed rain. So this is a fun thing about the snow cover coming is, you know, so many things happen that just disappear into the forest floor. But once the snow comes, then I can notice are the squirrels still working up in the cones, because I'm seeing the scales of balsam fir cones. So I know that they haven't finished with that task yet. I'm not seeing piles like we see before the snow comes and can know, oh yeah, okay, a squirrel was working there on whatever kind of cone. This is happening up in the trees, and it could also be from birds working on those cones, trying to get seeds out of the cones. I'm not sure which, but I'm seeing the scales of the cones, balsam cones. These are not the fully dried ones, so they're being forced off or they're being clipped off by the squirrels. And then I'm also seeing the seeds. So whether it's the birds or squirrels, some seeds escape despite their careful attention to that. And so I'm seeing balsam seeds scattered here and there float down onto the snow, which I'm sure are appreciated by other wanderers on the snow. Right now I'm seeing a lot of seeds of alder. So alders have the female flowers turn into what look like miniature cones. They're not like a conifer cone, but they look kind of like a cone. And the seeds are down in there, and they're kind of, at this time of year, they're dark, small, like, oh, the size of the end of your little finger. And their seeds are embedded in there, and they're really woody. But if the alders get bumped or just shaken by a strong wind, if they're in that kind of situation, then the snow will be peppered with all these little, they look like little pepper, coarse pepper on the snow. And it's interesting that they don't all come down at once, because with the snow coming and then new snow coming, I see that in the same place. So they don't all just fall out all at once. And a lot of different birds will go after those seeds because they can see them easily on the snow surface too. If I can, they certainly can. Yeah, so I've been enjoying seeing all those things, and also noticing with the snow cover, I'm seeing our resident birds around our house who are there year after year, winter after winter, some of them. They're going back to their traditional places to look for grit. So that would include grosbeaks, blue jays. They recognize the places where they can get at grit, and they'll revisit those every year. They go back to the same places and find that opportunity to get this important part of their diet to help them digest the seeds that they and other foods that they take in. So I've been seeing the blue jays going back to their traditional places, and they're usually places where the snow doesn't accumulate for various reasons. One place at our around our place is where the eave of the house keeps some of the snow from piling up, plus there's big conifers right next to it, so there's a lot less snow. So if they get in there pretty regularly, they can keep that open and getting at grit there. They'll also do it out on a similar setting by one of our woodsheds where it's gravel surface under there, and so they'll keep heading in there, and we keep that shoveled out so there never gets to be so much snow. Place I've seen pine grosbeaks most this year so far have been along the roadsides getting grit. That's another place where especially the birds that aren't resident here all year will be going after grit, and a place to see them but also to pay attention. And in the bird realm, I just want to throw out one other exciting bird thing that's happened this fall. There was a report from the west end of the county on November 19th of a varied thrush. So this is a rare visitor to the county. Mostly is a bird of the far west. So always exciting to hear that one of them has come through.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for explaining about snow and what we can see because of it.
You're welcome.